Hi everyone, today we have Chris Marshall on the call here with us. Chris is an experienced personal trainer and he's currently holding a position of fitness tutor at New Zealand Institute of Health and Fitness. Hi Chris.
Hello.
Thank you for sacrificing your time to have a chat with us today.
My pleasure.
Today we're going to talk about minimizing the risk of injury while exercising. Our focus is not so much on competitive or Olympic athletes, but on normal people like you and me who have daytime jobs and who just try to keep to do some form of exercise to keep fit and healthy. Now, my first question to you, Chris, is these days, more and more people get involved in physical exercise than ever. The health benefits of exercising are absolutely huge. Now, unfortunately, with exercising comes a risk of injury. This risk is higher if the person who is relatively new to physical training doesn't exactly know what they're doing. What, in your opinion, is the most common mistake people make when exercising that often results in injuries?
I believe that the most common mistake made when exercising is that they try to go too heavy, too fast, when their body isn't actually ready for it, even though they might think it is, or using incorrect technique because they haven't seen professional advice from somebody else to help them.
Okay, that's very good. So my second question to you, Chris, would be so specifically about running. This is arguably one of the quickest and most time efficient ways of getting fit. People who have been running for a while know that running injuries are very common. So specifically about running, can you name three things that people often get wrong that cause injuries?
Sure. The first thing about running that causes injuries is definitely people's footwear. Tend to use bad shoes or old shoes and wear down around the sole there. So the person could be getting quite a lot of impact going through their body, but they might not be feeling it because it is a bit softer. But this is still not very good for them, therefore causing a lot of injury. Or the shoes not designed for their foot type. Another thing would be people try to go running is they try to run too much, too far, on a too hard a surface. Now this can tighten up a lot of the muscles there, causing a lot of pain and discomfort as well. Another thing I find with running that people do is they don't try to strengthen or rehabilitate other areas of their body, for example, the legs, to actually cope with running. They think all they need to do is go for a run and they'll be fine, but really they also need to strengthen it up as well.
Yeah, well, that's very good comment. I mean, I couldn't agree more on sort of, I see a lot of people who actually go from, you know, basically spending their days on the couch to just all of a sudden running 10Ks, you know, or trying to run 10Ks. And obviously things go wrong. So you really do need a more, I guess, professional advice and maybe a bit of strengthening, a bit of, you know, physio and especially personal trainer to sort of guide you through the process. So for people who are just thinking of getting into running, what would be your sort of one advice to them?
One advice would either be get your footwear checked out just to make sure it is suitable for you, or to start off slow.
Cool. Okay. So now let's just shift our focus a little bit towards the gym environment. Because our physio clinic is located inside a fitness center, I certainly have observed my share of people having terrible techniques while using their gym equipment. In your opinion, what are the most common mistakes people make when exercising in the gym?
Most common mistakes I definitely always see is one would be they have good form, but they're doing the exercise far too fast. Right? It's just like you think of a piece of string, you keep pulling at it quite fast, it's not really good for them. And the other one would definitely also be people with bad technique. Might be going slow, they've got this bad technique, which is putting a lot of pressure on their bodies. Then there's the people, as I said before, that just try to do more than their body's actually capable of. People don't realize that just doing something is better than doing nothing. Mm. They think that they have to do as much as they can in the shortest amount of time. And that's what I find is the most common mistakes people make.
Okay. I guess especially with guys, I think there's a bit of a, sometimes there's a bit of a almost competition going on where we had two or three guys will be sitting right next to each other and one will be trying to lift more than the other one and trying to beat each other, you know, and their techniques, once their weights are getting heavier and heavier, that their technique goes out of the window. So,
oh, definitely does.
Yeah. Okay. And so during my experience as a physio, I noticed that when it comes to gym exercises, the most common injuries include knees, shoulder, and back pain. Could you give us one advice to prevent injuries for each of these body parts?
Okay. Easiest way, one piece of advice for each of those body parts is all together, is for everyone to seek professional advice. All the exercises can be done very well and not cause injury if the exercise is being done properly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep, that's good. Now, this is another problem that people struggle with. They may have had an exercise program for a while, but after a while, they get comfortable and eventually get bored with it. Essentially, they need to step it up and progress the program. When it comes to progressing or increasing the resistance weight for the gym exercises, how do you know your body is ready for the next step?
So, basically, when people exercise, your body gets put under a lot of stress. And that can be signs of such like pain, discomfort, maybe not feeling very well. And that's when the people do try to, you know, step it up a bit quickly. So, if you're working out and the exercises feel quite good, you know, like they're doing something but they're not causing too much stress, and that definitely is a time to step up. Normally, say if you're working out, 10 out of 10 being extremely difficult, 1 out of 10 being very, very easy, you want to keep your body at around about 6 or a 7 out of 10. When it drops and your perception drops below that, say 6 out of 10 to a 5, then you know, hey, it's time to increase it a little bit. It's definitely not a step up to increase by a lot, but those slow progressions are all your body needs. That's what it wants.
Okay. So basically, when it gets too easy, just that's when you know that you have to kind of push it a bit further.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want to do it too early. You want to make sure that it is actually getting easier for you, because that means your body is adapting to it. Therefore, mm-hmm. it's ready to be set. You've got to listen to your body.
Okay, that's a very good advice. My next question is, many people, especially women, enjoy attending exercise classes, such as pump, aerobics, BoxFit, you name it. I do notice a few injuries happening during these classes. Are there any mistakes you see people commonly make during these classes?
Oh, definitely. First of all, going unprepared. A lot of people go with a class first time, for example, a pump class where they do use weights, and they will try to lift heavier because they think, well, I know I can lift this kind of weight when I'm at the gym, but yet a class is a lot different environment. But also when people attend classes, some people will only go to the classes exclusively. Though this is good for their fitness, some toning, combining that with a gym routine, maybe once or twice a week, will definitely help aid to strengthen up all the body parts, be able to handle the stress from that class.
Okay, very good. I'm sure a lot of women who are listening to this will definitely benefit from this piece of advice from you.
Yeah, I think that's huge, because a lot of people, especially the females, they like classes, but that's all they do. And then, yeah, that's where injuries and things do happen. Because you're just stressing it out, doing a lot of overusing, you know, the groups without actually strengthening them up.
And now that you're saying this, I mean, I certainly can recall a lot of, you know, patients that I see that just go to these classes without actually doing anything else. So I guess that's something for them to think about in this area. So, okay. So my last question would be, Chris, after listening to all to this interview, what would be the first thing our listeners that they need to do to make sure that they minimize the risk of injury while exercising?
First thing that people should do is seek help from someone that knows exactly what they're doing. Technique can be observed. You know, resistance can be observed by someone that's experienced in this. Therefore, they can help them, you know, the best start they can and the best results they can.
So basically a personal trainer, that's what you're suggesting, isn't it?
Definitely.
Very good. Well, thank you, Chris, for such an informative interview. I'm sure a lot of our listeners will greatly benefit from the exercise secrets you so generously shared with us. I wish you all the best, and thanks again, Chris.
Thank you.